believe that you were born to do something amazing. I believe you have an incredible gift to share and that there are people waiting for you right now.
What is your what? What is chosen you? What is your what? And all the things that you do. It's time to let go. Just spread your wings and let be. Because it's time to be free, free, free.
Alrighty, welcome to What Is Your What Wednesday here on Reinvention Radio. Steve Olshay hanging out with the lovely Mary Goulet. Hello, Mary Goulet.
Hello.
Richie OJ.
Hello, Mary.
And here on What Is Your What Wednesday, we talk a lot about the tips and tools and strategies and shortcuts found in my New York Times bestselling book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do, which you can grab for free at whatisyourwhat.com. And I really do appreciate all of the love that we've been getting, and God, I got to tell you, I mean, that's just, you guys are sharing this with your friends, with your family, et cetera, sharing the show, and we definitely appreciate that. So if you want to be a part of the conversation, you can join us live every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific. You can go to reinventionradio.com, join us live there. Our phone number here in studio is 866-977-2346, and you can join us live between 12 and 2 Pacific. And we would love to hear from you. All right, so lots and lots and lots of interesting things that I want to cover. But one of the things that that I very much want to make sure we get to today is something that I have been talking about, and it's interesting because I just a friend of mine just posted something that Neil Donald Walsh said, good old NDW. And have you read his books?
Yes.
Conversations with God, I think, is one of the books. And
there's a series of them.
He's got a whole bunch of them, yeah. So he says a lot of very interesting things. And my wife, she swears that I have no original thought. Like, nothing that I say is ever mine. And she's probably right. But one of the things
that's
that,
hilarious.
You know,
she actually says that out loud to you.
Oh, she says a lot of things out loud to me, yes. And,
I like her more and more.
Right, and many of which you would love to. And I keep telling her, like, she says, like, especially when we're fighting, she says just the most choice things, and I can't help but laugh because I'm like, "Where, God, that's just brilliant! Like, where did you come up with that? How did you know I do that with donkeys? Like, I mean, like, it's just like the funniest things." But you know, and then like later, she's like, "What did I say that was so funny?" I'm like, "Dang, I can't remember because I smoked too much weed and I can't never remember what she said." But in the moment, she says all sorts of very, very, very funny things, and so one of the things that I had talked about, which evidently Neil Donald Walsh had said something very, very similar that I did not, and that's the thing is like. The thing, I see, I don't know where it comes from. It like, literally, I think it, as a writer, Mary, you can appreciate this. And Rich, as you know, you create a lot of content as well. You know, where do these ideas come from? And so I don't know where they come. I mean, I don't lay claim to being smart enough to come up with the things that I
it's
come up with here.
It's that soul thing that we're talking to you about all the time.
So why don't you tune into Soulful Sunday on there Reinvention Radio with Mary Goulet? But yeah, so some of these things, like, I have never read a Neil Donald Walsh book. So I didn't get this from him. But evidently I said something that's very, very similar, which is I believe that life starts over right now and it starts over again right now. And you literally have the choice with what to do in this moment and in literally every moment that follows. And so it's a matter of making that conscious choice about what to do in this moment and every moment that follows. So one of the things that I have done over time is just, I don't know, I find myself with a spare hour, which is very rare, but every now and again, I'll just sit around and create some memes. And so one of the memes that I created that got a lot of traction was a meme of basically that expression, life starts over right now and it starts over again right now. This is your fork in the road, time to make shit happen, right? That's the gist of the meme. And so what I wanted to talk with you guys about today is, number one, well, first and foremost, do you actually believe that?
Yes.
Do you? Okay, so if you believe that, Mary, then why do you believe that life starts over right now in this very moment? Just what's your take on that?
Because our life is a culmination of choices, decisions that we're making consciously or unconsciously every second of the day.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that we have control over what happens from an unconscious perspective and we can bring that into our conscious mind? Or do you think...
Yes,
I do.
I think if we just do some, you know, inner, like, what's a good way to phrase it? Inventory yourself in all the different categories of your life. You know, take, Richard, your happiness scale and just go through each pillar and just say, okay, where am I in this happiness pillar.
Yeah.
And then choose to make decisions moving forward or stay stuck. You know what? I'm not going to deal with this right now. I'm going to stay with this. But yeah, I think it's a worthy endeavor to.
So, Richie, what's your take on it? Do you think life starts over right now, or do you have the power to choose what to do in this moment and literally every moment that follows?
I think no and yes.
That would be just like you.
Yes, it would be.
No, I don't think it starts over. I think what was, what is, and what's going to be is all right now. So that's the no. I don't think it starts over right now. I think, though, the yes is the decisions you make will take you down the different paths, right? But it's all possible. That's what I mean. Possibility, I'm air quoting, possibility lies under the past, present, and future is all happening. It's all possible. Mm-hmm. But the reality of what you'll see, yes, you can change it right now. So it's kind of a weird and worded one, but so to, let's see if I can say that faster. I don't think life's starting over right now.
You don't think life starts over right now?
No, you have trajectory based on what you've been doing.
But at some point, can't you cut that at some point?
Because
at what point?
It's not new starting over, though. You can make a new one, a new trajectory, but you're going to have momentum going with whatever you've been working on. But so if a rock is rolling down a hill, it just won't just stop on its own.
You got to wait for that.
You know, the momentum part's got to stop, but you can derail it. You can move, you know.
Your life can start over in the moment with just a thought. Of course, that's why I said yes right after. Yeah.
It doesn't, I don't think it is starting over. I just think it can start over. So that my answer, that's why I said no and yes.
But some of those rocks going downhill, using that metaphor, or is it an analogy? I still am not sure what it is, but using that metaphor.
Kelly will send us the definition.
Or wait, it'll do it. But using that metaphor of the rock going down, so like it's kind of hard to tell how much momentum still remains then from what you decided to do in the past, right? So you don't know if that momentum, like with my lawsuit stuff, which is still going on 15 odd months later or whatever it is, like as much as I want life to start over right now and choose what to do in this moment and literally every moment that follows, I still have that hanging over my head and I can't ignore it, right? So what do you do then if you have these things that are still sort of tailing you and no matter what you do? I mean, like, I can be a 10 on your happiness scale right now, but then I get that call and I'm down to a 1, right? So it's like, how do you contend with some of those issues that may still be tailing you?
I would say, well, first, if you really want to reference the scale, there's 9 different pillars. So
right, if you're voting on 1 to 10 on each of those, by the way, I'm at like a 12 in total. So like if H is like 1 to 10, I'm like a 1. And like that's I went through this in my mind before the show.
Well, it's interesting because I think balance in those is what really matters more. You could be 6s across the board is better than a 10 in finances and a 0 in health.
Point well taken.
Yeah. You know,
that is a very bad 5. Yes.
Say the words again for that.
Health, attitude, prosperity, playtime, integrity, nourishing relationships, emotion, spirituality, and social responsibility.
Wow, I am hosed.
But it's like, you know, the middle is integrity, and it's not just the don't lie. It's being yourself, being you. That's the authenticity thing we're talking about now. We've all been under a corporation or under some other title for so long, and we're just entering this day and age where it's like, no, brand yourself. So you can do anything after that. If you brand you as a thing, then you're just living into the thing of you're the thing.
Yeah.
So you're the lawsuit. You're all the things that have happened to you. No, you're not. You're way more than that. You are way more. That is one little thing in a prosperity pillar, but it was affected probably by how you made judgments prior and all these. So there's things that you've learned that you're going to apply moving forward, but it wasn't a new life unless you decide to. mm-hmm. make that new
You're pointing
decision.
At me a lot, by the way.
It's a weird little like,
all right,
it's
yeah.
kind of a yeah. parenthesis Pac-Man thing. I don't know what it is.
It's jumping and pointing. All right, so point really, really well taken. Literally, point well taken. And so, Mary, any words of advice then as we wrap here in terms of how folks can perhaps either balance what you view in terms of life starting over right now and Richie's view on it, or maybe a combination
so,
of the two?
So the phrase that my friend Bill in Minnesota said to me once, he goes, we make our own problems. And keeping that in mind, because a lot of us want to say, well, I had to do this because of so-and-so doing that, or they wouldn't help me, so then I ended up. No, we make or don't make our own problems. And then that raises your awareness when you're making a decision.
And is a problem a problem? I mean, Wayne Dyer says, you know, had he not had foster child and all that stuff, how would he have gone on to teach self-reliance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, sometimes it's teaching you the very thing you need.
That's true, but...
And?
There's the other side of it. You know, should I do the tough work right now so my life is a little easier down the road?
Yeah.
Should I overspend today
like
and be broke later?
Like choosing what to eat and how you would feel down the road. Yeah. All right. Well, really,
we're
really good stuff. See, you
she
are both correct. And you are both correct. All right. So good stuff, my friends, and something to definitely think about. And I will tell you this, which is I think life does, in fact, in some ways, start over right now. So choose what to do in this moment and in literally every moment that follows as best you can. All right, my friends, grab a free copy of the book, What Is Your What? At whatisyourwhat.com. And we will talk to you guys next time here on What Is Your What? Wednesday on Reinvention Radio. Take care.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has help so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.